What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome y'all back to Sync Music Mondays. That's right, Sync Music Mondays, every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are music licensing in the coolest form, and we appreciate y'all tapping in. Shout out to all the listeners on a global basis. Shout out to Lithuania. Shout out to Nigeria. Shout out to Australia. Shout out to London. Shout out to all the places that got us charting right now. We appreciate y'all, and it's much love. Shout out to all the musicians on a global basis. Y'all know what it is. It's financial literacy, tapping in on a weekly basis to help you level up, because that's important, right? So, you know, before we get started with today's episode, as always, we're going to tap into the word of the day, something motivational, inspirational to help you get to the next level, because that is important. And today's word of the day for today, switch up your environment, because sometimes you got to see more to be more. I'll say that again. Switch up your environment. Because sometimes you got to see more to be more. I like that, Jim, because a lot of times Common has this line that I love. He says, sometimes some people let the block the mind. So what does that mean? A lot of times we grow up in certain environments, certain situations, and we're limited based upon the scope of what we see, right? So in order to level up, a lot of times we got to change that. You know, some people say spin the block, but spin it in a good way. You know, it could be something as simple as the content that you consume on a daily basis. We all on social media. We follow certain media outlets, certain channels. Maybe that's the environment you need to switch up. If all you consume every day is TMZ, how are you going to level up, right? Maybe you need to expand your horizons, start looking at business pages, start looking at entrepreneurship, things that'll help get you to the next level. And that is the word of the day, all right? But for today, I got some very, very special dope friends of mine that are joining me for today, and we are going to talk about Sync Music Success. I know y'all have heard me talking about this for a long time. This is going to be a phenomenal event where we got some of the brightest minds within music licensing, dropping gem after gem after gem. It's the jury store, because the gems is coming. All right, so without further ado, let me introduce my peoples. All right, we got my brother from another mother, JS, aka the best. Right, we got my brother Jay Nolan, my brother DeFingers, and my sister Jill Strada. What's up, y'all?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
That's what's up. That's up, y'all. I'm happy to have y'all, you know, on the show today, so we could talk about Sync Music Success, exactly what that is, what that will mean for musicians. So you know, I mean, I guess we can kind of just chop it up. For starters. Jay Nolan, you know, talk to the people a little bit, bro. Tell them what, you know, what they can expect from this event and exactly what it is.
Okay, so Sync Music Success, in a nutshell, is a music licensing conference, all right? So we're going to be having some of the brightest people in music licensing, from music supervisors, sync agencies, people that have gotten their music placed in Marvel, Disney, anywhere you can name it. You know, you're going to have an opportunity to learn directly from these people. You're going to have an opportunity to have live Q&A sessions with these people, so that you can learn about the trends that are going on in the music licensing field, because they may not always align with the typical music industry, right? But then you're also going to be able to ask them what is it that they're looking for, if you can send the music outside of the conference, all of these different things. So it's not just an education thing, it's also a conversation that most people don't ever get the opportunity to have.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. That's dope. And, you know, like you said, it's about the conversation, because as we all know, your network is your net worth. So you got to be aligned with like-minded people that can actually plug you in to opportunities. And that's really a big component with Sync, because, I mean, all of us have invested in this field, so we know how it is. You got to know the right players in order to actually execute. So I think, like you said, to kind of piggyback off of that, that's what's going to distinguish this from a lot of other things, is that we're able to provide that access where people can actually hear from these professionals that do it on a day-to-day, you know? So it's definitely fire. JS, my brother.
Good.
DC in the building.
You already know.
Yes, man. Sir. So,
you know,
so
it's cold, but we here.
That's it, brother. That's it, man. Keeping it moving, man.
After battle was showing up. That's
yeah,
it.
Yes, talk that, man. Drop that gem, brother.
Yeah.
Man. So what can the people expect, Jay? Like, I know you're gonna be speaking, you know, but you know, I guess tell the people a little bit about you know, we all could do this collectively. I think, you know, for people that might, I mean, I talk about y'all all the time, but for people that might not be familiar with y'all, that'd be a good thing we can do too, is, you know, you could drop some gems in regards to what you've accomplished and who you are. So tell the people who you are. I mean, most of them already know, but you know what you've accomplished, right?
Yeah, yeah. Name is JSAK the Best. Music producer, composer, actor, all of the above, Renaissance man. Some of my credits include Disney, Peacock, ESPN, Netflix, Max, Cartoon Network. Pretty much every network, do every genre of music. Never put myself in a box or anybody that I work with. I try to push the boundaries and make sure that, you know, nothing is the same as the last song. And that we bring something new and fresh to the table every single time. Mm-hmm. When it comes particularly to this seminar that we're doing, I'll just use an example like today. There's three performance rights organizations, and I know today BMI just released their royalty checks and all of that, and I'm doing all right. So I want everybody else to do okay. So we want to make sure that we are spreading the wealth, because it is enough for everybody to eat, and we don't want to just hog on to this knowledge, just be selfish. Like, that's not it. It's enough for everybody to eat, and we just going to tell y'all the ins, the outs, and there's going to be a lot of things that work for us that might not work for you. It might be things that didn't work for us that will work for you. So you kind of just got to figure out what worked.
Facts. That's key right there, Jay. And like you said, you know, sync isn't one size fits all, right? What might work for one person might not necessarily work for the next person. It's like clothes, right? Outfit might look fly on somebody else and it's a total disaster on somebody else, right? It's like, what are you doing, my boy? So, you know, it's like different strokes for different folks. And that's the dope thing. We got so many people from so many different agencies that deal with so many different artists. So that's a key point you brought up. Like, you know, some things work for some people, and you know, we got something for everybody.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. And I think everybody would love to just, you know, do their passion, which in this case is music, and they would just love to do that full time, sit back, relax, and then wake up the next morning and say, oh, I got paid for this. How much I got paid for this? Mm-hmm. Like, a little bit. It wasn't even a minute.
Yeah.
And just do and continue to do that over and over. I know a lot of people would love to do that versus waking up going to a 9-to-5 job that they don't necessarily feel any type of passion about. They're just doing it for the check. But it is a very real thing that you can make money off of your passion. You don't have to compromise your morals or anything like that.
Definitely. I agree with you, man. That's powerful, man. Freedom. You know what I'm saying? Because financial freedom means a lot, right? It gives you the power to dictate not only the pace of your day, but what you do. Right. Exactly. It's like, all right, you know, the faces and places are now navigated by my freedom. So that's why we're empowering artists to be able to do this. You know what I mean?
You can be anywhere in the world. You don't have to be in the major markets, whether that's LA, New York. You can be in Antarctica and make a very decent living.
Absolutely. Jay, real quick, talk about like some of those payouts, what they look like, man, like tangible. Like, what are some of the nicer ones that you've seen? Like a dollar amount. Just throw it out there.
I want to be realistic. So that it's been very good. But I think people should also know that, especially when it comes to streaming, like sometimes when you get streaming placements, you might think, let's say Keeping Up with the Kardashians or The Kardashians, which is the new branch off or whatever version of the show. I have gotten a placement on there. I would say the upfront fee for that I got might have been a few thousand, but you would think as many times as people play it over and over and over, I get the count when I get the royalty checks and I see like how many millions, billions of streams it's gotten. You would think I would get more than just the 3,000. Like I would get maybe 20-25 from in back end royalties. But to be honest with you, just that little placement alone on the back end might have been $5. Mm-hmm. So I think people need to also know that, yes, it is a lot of money in it, but also realistically, because streaming is relatively new and the rates aren't necessarily the most fair at this point. I know people are still working on that, but there's a big payout, but then also understand that when it comes to those streaming back end, it's not always a lot. So that's why you have to just do your best and make sure you diversify and you don't necessarily rely just on that part of your income. try to get as many sync fees and all of that, and also network placements, and it's so many different ways. We're going to go more into that.
Yeah. We just getting started.
To answer your question, we, you know, 5-6 figures, but you know, you gotta build that.
Yeah, you gotta work up to that. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, man. So yeah, just making a general round. Jill, what's going on?
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to be here with you guys, of course.
Awesome. Like, we excited to have you here. And we were joking off camera before you came on about your Sade vibe. So, you know, so the listeners can see it, you know, Sade in the building. So
apologies for the laugh. Like, the guys are looking a lot good. Like, you guys look great, by the way. And then there's me.
You're even out.
Okay. I love it.
It's all good, Jill. So we appreciate you being here and, you know, just being our sister within this. So tell the people about yourself, you know, who might not be too familiar with you and what you've accomplished in the industry.
So a lot of my background differs from a lot of what you guys are doing. My background really came from broadcast media. I have been in the radio business for the last 25 plus years. So that side of the music business has been my major lane. In most recent times, like within the last couple years, I've branched off. So I started my own company. I do a lot of consulting, and now I'm on the record label side of things. So it's it's been a beautiful journey. And the thing I love most about what we're doing is the thing that's consistent for me is connection. And so all of the people who, as you said, JS, and you said, J. Nolan, it's like you know, they need the information or the how to. I'm here for education to help, you know, kind of bridge some gaps, bring some people together. Let's learn together. There's plenty to pass around. Like, if you have talent and you're creative, and what an amazing way to make money doing what you love in this way. So what's to stop anybody, right? So my goal is to really get this message out there, let everybody know, hey, we have some really amazing and incredible people that are going to be on these panels. Join us for the weekend because the convention is going to be incredible. Like, you guys are already starting to drop some wisdom, but there's much more to come from all of us and all of the amazing speakers that we have. So that's kind of, you know, I think the excitement of just bringing this in. So some of the conversations I've had just with the people, whether it's, you know, from artists to producers to just the gamut, is interested to learn. A lot of my connections have hit me up on the side. What's this about? Tell me a little more. So we're telling you a little more, you know, and it's definitely, I just want to see people win. Like, let's do it. Let's come together. There's no reason why, you know, nobody can. So if they're watching this podcast, it's like, you, that person, you can do it too. So like, join us at the convention and learn all about what this is about. If you don't know, and if you are in it, get your network on and let's just kind of grow and develop together.
Absolutely. Building bridges, you know, that's what we say all the time. Yeah. Having that ability to connect with the right people and the decision makers, because once you get in that room, you get in a conversation that sets you out of here, you know? Yes. So that's definitely key. J. Nolan, to circle back, my brother, because we didn't get to briefly get into, like, you know, your accomplishments, bro. So, you know, I mean, we had you on the show before. They know what it is. But, for the new people, man, just let them know, like, your accomplishments, bro.
Okay. Well, for those that don't know, I'm a hip-hop artist, songwriter. Some of the placements that I've had have been in NBA 2K22. Man, now I got to actually think.
Kevin Hart,
now we're on the spot. Yeah. Kevin Hart, Zero F's Given on Netflix, Little Fires Everywhere on Hulu, the U.S. Open on ESPN for Venus and Serena's last doubles match. So many others, different networks, just like JS said. And, you know, I kind of fell into sync licensing. It wasn't something that I sought after in the early days of me, you know, becoming an artist or whatever, but I happened to link up with a producer who was already kind of doing that. We wrote some songs, and I kind of saw the difference between what I was doing previously versus getting the actual placement on TV. My first placement was UFC's Road to the Octagon, so that was a pay-per-view thing, so I got to see what that was like. And once it started getting syndicated and put on these different branches of, like, different Fox Sports, West, South, Brazil, it's like, man, this is way bigger than what I was doing, you know. Mm-hmm. So once I actually got to see what it was really like, I kind of dove further into it. But that's also why I think in a lot of instances I don't really fit into just one branch of the music game, because I'm kind of very diverse with what I do. So I think that's what's really nice about what we're doing with Sync Music Success, is not only are we talking about sync, but we also have music executives from the industry that could tell people how to find success on the other side of the industry too, as far as the marketing side or as far as getting your music out there. We got, you know, DJ Z from Audio Mac, who they're doing amazing things, especially on an international scale. Mm-hmm. Not to mention we have people showcasing how to get your music on like international companies, you know, as far as like Latin music or Afro beats and all that stuff, because the trends are changing. So I'm just excited to see, you know, the value that we're able to provide for people, and just to broaden people's minds, because I know that's what it's done for me.
That's powerful, man. Powerful, bro. And yeah, like you said, man, the caliber of people that we have on here is crazy. We're going to get into that. But yeah, like my brother Z from Audio Mac, so many power players, man, that have changed the landscape of not only music, but how musicians view business, right? Because we know, like, it's not just music, it's the music business. So for all musicians, it's imperative that you master your business and everything else will follow. So dope, 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 bro. Dope. We're going to get more into that. And last but not least, it is my brother, who has had a lot of placements, and he is very successful within his own right. Is no other than DaFingaz. What's going on, King?
What's going on? Just enjoying the sync journey, or the music journey, actually.
Mm-hmm. Dope, dope, man. Yeah, we had you on the show before, so people know it is as well, man. But for people that might have not caught your episode, not be familiar, just bring them up to speed. Let them know who you are, and you know what you've accomplished, and what does this event mean to you.
Yeah, so DaFingaz, D-A-F-I-N-G-A-Z, as you can see, and you can see the signature here, music composer, producer, and fairly new to sync. Like, it was crazy, as I signed a terrible deal like almost 10 years ago, and didn't realize it was sync, but they started putting like terrible beats that I had into like the Keeping Up the Kardashians and the Real World, Road Rules. So this might have been like even longer, like 15 years ago. Never really thought about it, because I was playing in church, so playing in church forever, and if it wasn't for the pandemic, the church let go of the musicians, and I was like, okay, I gotta figure something else to put this somewhere else, put this musical energy. So really 2020 2020 was like a year of contests, where I entered over 200 music contests. So every sample contest, producer contest, beat making contest, I found. And then 2021 started getting into sync, landing some placements on BMF on Stars. And then so last year, the journey sort of switched to focusing on trailer music. So I spent literally all year studying movie trailer music, learning how to like trailerize songs, taking courses, learning from some of the best in the game, who nobody would ever know their name, but they're doing these $1 billion trailers for Marvel and all that. And we have Brent on the panel. We have Daraj, who landed a hip hop track on Black Panther trailer. So we have some of that trailer presence at Sync Music Success. So studying that, and just didn't know where that journey was going to take me, but that ended up giving me an opportunity to create music, to compose custom music for Disneyland, which was insane. That came up about a year ago, and it launched this year. So was out in California for NAMM, was able to take the family out to Disneyland. I was like, yo, we got to go hear my music. It's at Disneyland. Like, I never expected that. So got the family out there. And then...
How'd your kids react to that when they heard daddy's music?
They're older now. So it was like, they were like, you know, they know. Yeah, like, whatever. So I was like, yeah, it's just another day for them. They like being at Disneyland and riding rides. But our daughter is 17. Our son is 15. So it was like, they like been there, done that. But it is just like, you know, I said it when we went there. It's like, okay, at one point we were paying to get to the parks, and I was like, okay, they're paying me to, you know. So it was like the tables turned. And then the most recent has been I did a movie a year ago. I scored a movie. It's just putting music out there and forgetting about it. And the director hit me up a couple weeks ago. He was like, we're on Amazon Prime, so I have a movie out on Amazon Prime that just came out that I scored, called Hemisphere. So just didn't know the direction that, like, getting into the trailers was going to take me, but proud of the journey and happy of the direction it's going. And it's just like a different avenue and a different perspective that I can bring, even in the sync space, I'm bringing some of the trailer elements or the orchestral stuff over to the stuff that I'm doing for sync.
That's dope, man. That's amazing. And I appreciate your level of transparency and vulnerability to talk about the fact that your journey didn't start off so great, that you did have a pretty shitty deal. But you know what? I like that because that's real. So I just want to expand on that. Like, what necessarily made that a bad deal, per se?
So I didn't, I was playing a church. I was getting paid. It was underpaid, but I was making enough to take care of family. A company, that worked on a lot of these reality shows, was like, hey, you know, just send us some beats and we'll help you get into shows. And I think it was like no upfront, or it might've been like a dollar upfront for like whatever I sent them. So I didn't really know about the sync space, and if I studied more about it, it would have been great to have that perspective. That's what was terrible, is like no upfront. The back end, of course I get the streaming, you know, the BMI royalties every quarter, and a lot of that stuff still plays like over in Europe or other countries. I'm like, okay, they still watch like Road Rules or whatever. Like, okay, that's still a thing somewhere. It's not a thing here, but just didn't know about the business. And that's what's great about Sync Music Success, is where we have people like John, who is an entertainment attorney, who's going to be on the panel talking about some of those legal aspects that you should consider as you're approaching these deals and looking at these agreements. What should be sort of red flags? You know, is it okay to take a dollar up front for, you know, 100 beats? In some cases, maybe.
Yeah.
Is it
okay to get a, they was okay in, they was in church. The thing, you met these people in church?
No. This was just all, I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Nah, you blended the whole story.
I do not want to go to that church.
Nah, you blended the whole story. Nah, I don't even know how I met them. It might have just been on some random online forum, and they were like, you know, send some beats, and yeah. It's cool getting the credits and stuff, you know, being able to list, you know, songs on these shows. I just started going into IMDb and listing the shows and stuff so that I can have the credits there. But so you get the credit, but it's like, okay, now you got to make sure the business is on point, the back end, you have it registered with BMI, make sure you're getting, you know, the royalties, make sure you understand what you're reading before you sign. And if you don't, you know, find someone like John or find a lawyer that can help you interpret or use AI. I mean, figure it out. You got to figure out how to interpret these agreements, because it's not all the time, it's not what's written. Sometimes it's what's not written or how it's written. Some of those agreements look like a Bible passage, the hitherto and where they're from and all that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
No, that's definitely on point. And like, to your point, like you mentioned, John is going to be on the panel. Phenomenal, phenomenal entertainment attorney. So dropping gems in terms of what you should look for and things that are just total blatant red flags, right? Because when you're new to this space, you might not understand the terminology. You might not understand a lot of things. So knowledge is power. I'll say that again. Knowledge is power, right? Always being informed to know how you can navigate this landscape, because just like we want to help people, there's people out there that they just want to take advantage of people, right? Sometimes this landscape can be very predatory, and there are companies that focus on taking advantage of artists, right? That don't know about publishing, that don't understand the importance of ownership, right? So, you know, this is going to be very powerful and intentional in that regard to help musicians. So definitely, definitely dope, man. Something that I wanted to talk to you guys about as well, maybe you can just talk about how sync has changed your lives, right? Because I think that's a pretty, pretty broad question, but it means something different to everyone. And that's what I realized, like, no matter who I deal with in this space, you know, Jill, I know you're kind of getting familiar with it, so it might not necessarily pertain to you, but, you know, for the fellas per se, like, how has it changed your lives as opposed to just doing regular music and making that transition?
I'll jump out there. Oh, you want to go ahead, Jay Nolan? For me, I say this all the time, but it takes me the same amount of effort to make a beat or a track for artists that would pay $25 for a beat as it does to make the same track for a sync placement that could pay, you know, a couple thousand dollars or whatever the case is. So why focus on, there's nothing wrong with focusing on, you know, helping out the artists or whatever, but if it takes the same amount of effort, why not go for the, you know, the higher risk, higher reward? So for me, it's like, okay, if I'm going to sit down and make a beat, I could try to put this out on a platform where I can lease it, you know, for $25. That's not really the brand that I have out there in the world. It's more of the higher end orchestral cinematic trailerization, adding these, you know, elements to that piece. And so if I'm doing that, I want to attract those higher clients, those brands, those commercials, those advertisements, those artists, those record labels that want to trailerize their tracks. And that's sort of how I approach when I meet these different artists and singers and producers and songwriters. It's like, hey, we can create something that we can sort of pitch to, you know, the sync and the trailers. So, but it takes me the same amount of effort to make the music either way. It's just with a different purpose and a different focus. So I think that's for me, it's like, with a different focus and purpose, I have, and it's actually easier instead of me sitting down thinking about what am I going to make today. It's like, okay, I literally have a tab on my computer, my browser, of all different, all kinds of different briefs, companies I work with, albums they have coming out. It's like, okay, I can just pick a tab and be like, okay, let me see if I want to work on this today or this right now, this type of music. So I can focus on different genres. So it's just those different opportunities and diversity in the music creation process.
Dope. Yeah, Jay Nolan, what about you, bro?
I think for me, it introduced a different type of value system than what I was accustomed to in pursuing the traditional music industry, right? Because when you're a so-called independent upcoming artist, they kind of view you like you're nobody, you know? So when you start getting placements in sync, you, number one, you see that the payout is different between a sync placement and, let's say, 5,000 streams from whatever platform, pick the name, you know what I'm saying? But you're putting a lot more work in to get those 5,000 streams on these platforms, and you look up and you got 30 cents, you know? So for me, it changed a lot on how I approach music. It kind of showed me that there is value in music that hadn't been explored on my end. It allowed me to take the income that I was earning from getting placements to actually invest into myself and my career, you know, to where I could beef up my marketing, my promotion, my gear, things that I needed to do, to where I wasn't coming out of just like, at the time when I first got into sync, I was coming out of my personal finances, trying to figure out how to put a budget together. Whereas now, music is actually funding the things that I want to do in music. So it's like a cycle now, you know what I mean? So I would say that it's changed a lot of things. And I think more importantly, it's changed how I write music, you know? Because coming in, I strictly wrote songs based on my understanding of music, what I like to hear, what I thought was good, you know? But once you start getting into making music for television channels or movies, etc., they have things that they're looking for. And if you can't necessarily fit into the guidelines, you're going to find yourself in a funny space, you know, where you might look up and be like, dang, I could have had an extra $5,000 if I'd have just done it the right way rather than just sticking to my preferred way of creating, right? So, you know, I think a lot of people, it teaches you how to treat music like a business. How about that? I'll let JS take it from there.
Yes. JS, what's up, bro? Talk to the people, brother.
For me, sync, it changed my life because I started when I was young. I did a lot of homework, a lot of research when I was in school and after school. So luckily, I put in the work to the point where, luckily, I never had a 9-to-5. I made all of my money primarily from sync and music production. I am a hustler, so I got to get it however I can get it.
But talk your talk, Jay. Talk your talk, brother.
But I put in a lot of hours while people was partying. Now, I was partying too, but the thing was, I was up late, didn't go to sleep, and then had to wake up early for school, and I didn't make an excuse, did all my homework, made sure I was on the road, so made sure the parents understood that I took care of what they wanted, what they prioritized, and I was like, you know what? I got a dream, I got a vision, I'm gonna put it into work. So luckily, like I said, sync changed my life because based off of the work that I did put in, I never had to have a 9-to-5. And then in the past few years, it's been able to fund my other career, which is acting and all of that. So it kind of just kind of coincide, and it basically it gives me more freedom to pursue other things as well, while still constantly learning just things in life that inspire the music. So it's like there's always a source of inspiration, so I can never get tired of making music, because there's always some story to tell, some different type of music that I can learn. So
absolutely, bro. I agree with you 110%. You know, and for me personally, like, you know, 2007 was when I first got introduced to Sync. So I had started up a series, because I had a lot of record deals prior to that. And this is when the internet was kind of shifting. So there were a lot of blogs like DJ Booth, Two Dope Boys, Kevin Nottingham, like they were controlling the landscape, and the blogs had sort of become the new DJs, right? So instead of getting your song on radio, if you got it on Two Dope Boys, that or Nah Right, that was a big deal, right? So getting thousands of downloads and things like that. So I did a weekly series called it's called Manic Mondays. Every Monday for an entire year, we put an original song to the internet. And, you know, every Monday I would have a different producer from either Africa, London. I picked somebody from different places, and we would have it mixed, mastered, packaged, and ready to go every Monday. And, you know, we kind of had the business acumen to sell it at the same time. But if people wanted to download it, they had the liberty to do that. So I say that to say we generated so much traction that a Sync agent actually reached out in 2007. Actually, that's one of my best agents today that I still have a contract with. And I didn't understand at the time. They were like, we like what you're doing, we want to get your music in TV and film. And I was like, what are these people talking about, right? Like, this is a scam. All right, I'm like, you scammers, right? Get out of here, right? But I gave them a shot, and they got me a bag. I think like after 3 months they might have gave me like $8,000, you know. Then the following year I probably made like $80,000 for music licensing, and then it just kept going up, you know, placements for like maybe $2,000, then placements for $25,000, placements for $100,000. Like, this is crazy. So it changed my life in terms of just my perspective in regards to the possibilities, right? Because like when we started this podcast, I talked about network and net worth. So meeting certain people, getting in certain rooms, having certain conversations, seeing the possibilities, right? Like, that changed my life. So, you know, it's definitely something that's a game changer. And for musicians that are listening to this podcast, that are listening to us, I want you all just to realize the importance of treating yourself like a business. Because like Jay Nolan said, you know, you are a business, right? You are your own product. So you are a brand. K-Sparks is a brand. Jay Nolan is a brand. Jell is a brand. We all are brands, right? So it's like you have to package yourself and market yourself accordingly for those opportunities. And Sync allows you that opportunity. That's basically like your retirement package. You know, as long as you sign a great deal and you retain ownership of your publishing, you know, your writer's share, like Jay said, looking at these publishing checks, I'm not mad at all, right? We call that mailbox money. So, you know, and you don't got to get up. Yeah, like Jay said, you ain't got to go no job you hate your boss. Your boss is an asshole, right? You ain't got to deal with none of that, right? You just get your money, right? So it is a beautiful thing. Right, so you know you utilize it to the best of your ability. So yeah, I definitely feel everything that y'all said. You know, Sync is definitely a powerful tool, man. You know, one thing I wanted to talk about too, let's talk about some of the people that we got coming to speak, right? Because we got some phenomenal people. Like we said, my brother Z from Audio Mac, huge, you know, juggernaut in the game. He's going to drop a lot of gems. He's excited to speak. We got my man Gildy Flores. That's my brother. Gildy been doing this for a long time. He's tapped in with Timbaland, you know, the Grammys, Marvel. Like, this guy, he's a juggernaut, man. And I like Gildy because he's so humble. You know, he's not arrogant, full of himself. He just wants to help people, pay it forward. So that's my guy. We got my brother Daraj. Daraj just has so many placements, man. It's crazy. You know, the placements got placements, you know what I mean? So shout out to my guy Daraj, he's coming through for us. My sister from Brooklyn, Tamara Bubble on deck. She's gonna be speaking for us, you know what I'm saying? She's a juggernaut, and I love to see women in this space doing their thing as well. So shout out to Tamara, you know what I'm saying? course, our sister Jill, she's going to be speaking as well, you know, moderating. My brother Brent Daniels. Brent is a savage. I mean, he does so much trailer music, it's insane. But like DeFanga said, 9 out of 10 people don't even know who Brent Daniels is, you know. So it's like, that's the dope thing about this platform and music licensing in general. You could be super successful. You could be making 6-7 figures a year and walk down the street and still have a normal life, right? You can go to the supermarket, you can go to Target, you ain't gotta worry about being mobbed by people, and you have a very, very decent lifestyle, like JS said, you know. And you know, that's important, right? Sometimes people ask, you know, OG asked me one time, he said, hey, what do you want? You know, you want to be famous or you want to be financially stable? And right? And that's a major key, right? Because, you know, I was like, well, what do you mean? He's like, well, you know, just because you're famous doesn't mean you're financially stable, right? You know, and I remember like when I had a lot of record deals, a lot of artists had, you know, records playing on the radio and stuff, but the record label owned all the rights to their music. So they were famous, but they weren't financially stable, right? So I think that's a question a lot of people have to do some soul searching, like, you know, what's important to you? You know, like make your goals, and then possibly music licensing can align with that, right? To help you get to where you want to go, to be financially stable. You know, some other people, we got Sarah Traynor, Daniel Endart. These are my people. They are from Latin Music Specialists. I actually interviewed them about 2 weeks ago. So yeah, the episode's gonna come out on the podcast. They are very, very excited to speak to us, to talk about all the placements they've done. They've been in business, I think over 20 years or something like that. So, you know, all the heavy hitters, you know, in Latin music, they've got a fingerprint on that. So if there's people listening to this, you want to get your music in the Latin space, whether that be reggaeton, you know, classical Latin music, definitely, definitely tap into them. We got my brother, Eric Campbell. Shout out to EC. He's had a lot of placements as well. He's going to speak for us, you know, talk about the Afrobeat scene. Wendy Griffiths as well. My brother, Kevin Sean. We got LaMarcus Miller. We got John Shield, entertainment attorney. My brother, Excalibur Zero. And Nelson K. Johnson as well. So it's a lot of talented people, you know, that's going to be joining us for this. So, you know, I'm really, really looking forward to it. And it's going to be a phenomenal event. Really dope. So, you know, so is there anything that I missed that you guys would like to highlight maybe? Or you think we
pull up. I do want to piggyback off of the famous or financially stable thing that you just said, because I think as time has progressed, there's avenues to kind of meld them together, you know what I mean? So the anonymity is kind of starting to fade, because people like us, we're developing our brands at the same time, and it also gives us actual cachet to when we speak to people in the music business, to where it's like you're not just somebody off the street that just started rapping and screaming into a microphone. Like, you actually have been around, you've had accolades, you've done things. Like, I didn't know that they had production music awards until I was nominated for one, you know what I'm saying? So like, a lot of things are changing with Issa Rae and her company Radio. Like, they're doing these songwriting camps for her shows, but then they're putting the soundtracks out with the artists, and they're actually doing music videos for these songs and broadcasting these independent artists and putting them on the same platforms as the major label artists at the same time. And you're finding out that some of these people are better than who you've been listening to all your life. So I like the fact that, you know, the culture is changing a lot around what sync licensing is and what the limitations are on that as well.
Definitely. Major key.
I got a major key for the viewers, cheat code, because I see there's a couple songs that we see as a reference. Like, I see it at least once a month. And there's two songs that I see all the time, and both of these songs are like 10 years old, or I think one is like 11 or 12. And it's Happy by Pharrell, and it's Black Skinhead by Kanye. And what's crazy is I saw a brief this week, and they were like, we wanted to have that contemporary sound like Black Skinhead. And I was like, Black Skinhead is like 10 years old, but that's like when you can create something that can stand the test of time, and it's a reference for like 20, 30, 40 years to come. that's like incredible. That's what I'm like. I'm chasing my black skinhead. I'm chasing my pause. I'm chasing my happy
pause.
But you know, getting those. If you have two of those songs in your catalog, and they may have the impact that those songs had, yourself, you can retire from St. Vincent. You get it with the right company. So yeah, that's a cheat code for you, like those getting to sync. Like those are the briefs. I see those references all the time. You're like, yeah, we need the, you know, the upbeat, you know, happy sound, or the black skinhead futuristic vibe. It's like, man, that song came out 10, 15 years ago. But yeah,
that's gems right there. I mean, just that is, I feel like a lot of what they're going to be getting in the conference is like just little things like that. It's like, okay. Like, you know, you're inside saying that. And I think just a couple of things that you had talked about when you asked the amazing question about how Sync changed your life. I think that hearing your stories, hearing what the panelists are going to say, but it boils down to one, it's like, it can be life-changing. I think we're all in the space of wanting to give back. I'm speaking for kind of all of us, but definitely for myself, where it's like, I want people to also, you know, rise up. And so there's the hustle. Like, I respect your hustle, JS, when you're saying, you know, I was doing this and I was doing, you know, it's like respect. Cause I, the same thing. It's like, I was like working a couple part-time jobs. I was in radio, I was on radio. I was like doing, you know, all these things. But I think also the music business, and we're going to have people there that are going to break down a little bit more of that. Because Marcus, I didn't know your story about, you know, how your start was, but how real is that, and how amazing to be vulnerable to say, yo, this is what it was, and this is how we can, you know, just help those that are in it, that are just trying to get in. Some may not know, they're just like, hey, I know this is a thing. But I think it's a great leg of the music business that hasn't been so popular and so talked about, maybe more recently, like you're saying, Jay Nolan, it's like people are starting to recognize, right? But I think that's the beauty of Sync, is like, if you want a little bit of shine, you can put shine, you can like build, you're a brand. How do you want to build your brand? If your brand is a little bit low key and it's like, you know, then that's your brand. But either way, I think that's the opportunity. And so the convention's about opportunity, education, all of those things. And it's like, and it's give back. And so it's kind of like, here, come get it. Like you said, pull up. So it's like, pull up, come get all the information. It's going to be a lot of gems all weekend that we'll be talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jill. And you know, to piggyback real quick off of what you said too, the level of promotion, I would say too, because I remember back in the days, you know, PR is a big deal. It still is. But what artists have to realize is that once you get a song on like a major network, like we just had one like 2 weeks ago placed on Hulu, right? I never heard of the show before, but my agent sends me these briefs and then we just give them music and they place it. So it's a show called Shorcy, and it's big on Hulu. And just seeing the residual from that, it's like, you know, when you get your song placed on a major network like that, they basically have built-in PR already. So you're getting two for one, because now your song gets that residual income. So now your streams go up. You know, now you're getting the residual effects of being attached to that. So that's the magic of Sync, is that it's built in so many ways to help you win on so many levels. So it's pretty dope.
And you said something that reminded me, and we already sharing way too many gems. That's why you got to come to Sync Music Success, because
yeah, we're gonna close. We ain't gonna give too much.
you give it out these gems. But one more, you said you never heard of the show, and there's a lot of shows out there that we never heard of. There's a lot of libraries that we never heard of. I reached out to a big library in the trailer space earlier this year, and I was like, hey, you know, sent them my Disco link. I was like, hey, I would love to talk about joining your company as a roster. On the roster, and they were like, you know, our roster's full, but we have two smaller libraries that are open, that if you want to work with them. I was like, yeah, why wouldn't I? Like, I'm trying to work with you in any way I can. So just because you're heard of the company, you don't know, you know, who's at that company, where they are tied to. A lot of people have connections. It's the Sync world is big, but it's really small. Everyone knows everyone. Everyone borrows, steals ideas from other people, but everyone, it's a small world. It's a tight-knit community. You start seeing the same people at these different events, and you start building that network. You're like, hey, I see you at the Sync Music Success. What are you working on right now? And next thing you know, you're working on some project with a music supervisor or something. So really leverage these opportunities to be in these rooms, whether it's virtual or in person, with these people. But don't just leave it at the conference. This is like a verb. It's an action. It's not just a viewing thing. You you're supposed to come, take notes, and then take action after. It's like they say, email them a link, or they say, send me some songs. I'm working on this movie right now. Send them those songs if you got it, or make the songs if you have time to make it. These are opportunities to sort of get into those spaces and to connect with those people in those spaces.
Absolutely, definitely. So what we're going to do, we're going to include the link below. I have Dawn include that. You know, anybody that wants to sign up, definitely take advantage of that. It's going to be a fresh start for the new year. So if you definitely want to take your career to the next level, you want to just learn, make some connections, this is the place to be, and we're happy to be of service. So definitely check it out. And you know, and I'll also make sure that we include everybody's handles as well, so you know, people could tap in. You know, you guys want to tap in with Jay Nolan, you want to tap in with JS, Jill, Fingers, you know, we all here, we all accessible, so we're looking forward to the event. Yep. So, you know, yep. So definitely appreciate y'all, team. Yep. Come through. CT, come through. You heard? Right? You see, JS with the money fingers, come through. Come through, man. Gotcha, baby. Gotcha. Yep. So that's what it is. Everybody sit back. You know, we could chat offline for a little bit. But yo, peace to everybody, all the listeners. Much love, much respect. Peace.